Today at Quietenham, February 27th, greetings to each and everyone in cyberspace. Our ashram doors are open. You have my darshan, and I'm having yours. What is darshan? Darshan is seeing and feeling the vibrations of another person. It is a way of communication, a non-verbal way of communication that has gone down in history since, I guess, the first people were on the planet looking at each other, feeling each other, and communicating in that way. Darshan can be had through looking at a picture. By looking at a picture, you are looking into the picture, through the picture, and feeling the other person that the picture or the painting was taken from, or made for. We have a question. The question is, if you have a lot of cows, and they have a lot of cows, what do you do with the cows that you do not need? All the little ones running around and you don't want to raise them. You don't have enough land. You don't have enough grass. You don't have enough money to feed them. What do you do with them? Well, here at Quietenham, what we do, we sell them to individuals. We give them away also to individuals. But we would never ever sell to a slaughterhouse. We never ever sell putting the cow in a situation where we knew he was going to be killed. And that's what we do. We find a new home and we relocate the cow. Here on this beautiful island, there's a lot of land. And a lot of people want cows just to mow the land. They don't want to milk them and they don't want to eat them. They just want them walking around, eating the grass, so that they can look at them and watch them and appreciate them. I hope that answers your question. A fine person sent voicemail with this urgent question on it, and we hope we've answered it in a 100% way. Wayne is coming to Quietenham on March 29th, and we want to welcome you. And he asks, are jeans and a collared shirt okay? Because I do not have Hindu clothing. We ask everyone to dress modestly when they come because we have 27 Madhavasi monks here and we want them to feel comfortable fitting in. So yes, jeans are okay and a collared shirt. That will be just fine. However, Hindu clothes are available at most Hindu stores. Look around, you might find some, even in Edmonton in Canada. The Hindu temple there can tell you where to go to find Hindu clothing. Think about darshan. You can learn a lot by darshan. Just seeing somebody who has accomplished more than you gives you inspiration, gives you a sense of well-being, awakens your willpower that you too can succeed. Worldly success, of course, is fleeting. Spiritual success will be with you life after life after life. What is spiritual success? Spiritual success is the control of your lower nature. Man is made up of an instinctive, intellectual, superconscious being. The instinctive is the animal mind. The intellect, as he picked up through this life, the superconscious is the mind of the soul. The intuition, that all-seeing mind that should become the controller. The instinctive should not control. The intellect should not control. It's the superconscious, that all-seeing knowingness should control the instinct and the intellect, then become tools. The new book, Merging with Shiva, is out in bookstores now. It weighs about 4 pounds, costs about $40. That makes it $10 a pound. It's a big book. You'll love it. It's a lifetime study. It certainly was for me because 50 years of my teaching are all between those covers. 365 daily lessons. You can purchase it right off the internet. I really recommend it for all of you who are following Today at Kwadi Nam and the adventures here in our cyberspace ashram. Most people want to merge with Shiva before they dance with Shiva and live with Shiva. So let's get started in merging with Shiva. Om Namah Shivaya.